As the MDC, we feel vindicated that finally President Mugabe himself has admitted openly that the securocrats, meaning the army, the police, and members of the intelligence services, the CIO, are actively involved in politics. It was actually a very revealing confession, if I may call it that, when he publicly admitted that the problem of factionalism that is bedeviling his own party's ZANU-PF is also largely caused or being caused by the involvement of the securocrats and in active politics. As listeners would agree with me, the constitution of Zimbabwe is very clear, and it states that members of the securocracy, that is the police, the army, the intelligence services, and any other members of the security services, be they in the country or working outside the country in the various embassies of Zimbabwe abroad, should not be active politicians. So as the MDC, we are actually happy that finally the chickens have come home to roost.
But is it not ironic that whereas Mr. Mugabe was lambasting the securocrats for interfering in his party's internal politics, there was a resolution from some war veterans who are members of the same party saying that service chiefs should be seconded to the party's Politburo?
This is actually the disconnect that some of us have been on record of late to say that you can see that there's a serious disconnect between what Mugabe is saying and what he does and what other arms or departments of his government are doing.